This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the General Health Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. On today's show, we are visiting with Dr. Janet Crane, a dentist, author, medical hypnotist, life coach, and international lecturer who focuses on the importance of satisfying relationships to create health, happiness, and well-being. Dr. Crane has been treating patients suffering from chronic headaches and facial pain for the last 25 years at the Center for Headaches and Facial Pain in South Amboy, New Jersey, with her husband, Dr. Ira Clemens. Dr. Crane, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here.
It certainly is. So tell me, first of all, tell us a little bit about your book, If You Want an Egg Roll, Get Out of the Pizzeria.
The book was written at a time in my life when I was going through a lot of transitions. And the book is written for women to help women realize that they always have choice. For many of us, we're always trying to change, to improve, to do different things in our lives. And the key is sometimes women do so much for other people, they forget that they have to take care of themselves. The book is about helping women make better choices. And the way I do it is I give women a vocabulary to use their shopping skills in their relationships, in all areas of their life, with health, wealth, self, others, and God, to use their well-honed shopping skills to get the things they want in those areas of their life also. No one would ever think of shopping at the dry cleaner for milk or a dozen eggs because they know what store sells what they need. Well, using the same approach into relationships, they go to the right store.
So what motivated you to write this book?
Well, my life came crashing down on me in December of 1984. I was getting divorced. I was fired from my job. My car was totaled, and I had a large student loan. And this all happened like within a weekend. And my sister called me in the middle of the night and said to me as I was sitting there crying, "What are you good at?" I said, "I can't think of anything I'm really good at." And she said to me, "You're a very good shopper. You need a new house, a new car, a new husband, a new job. So maybe you should spend this time and write a good shopping list." Well, I did that. I actually made like one of those vision boards of everything I needed. And I got everything. I was able to use my good shopping skills and really focus on what I needed and where to find it. My life was going really great. And then I got a stage 4 cancer diagnosis. And this time I needed to use the same skills, but I had a different list. I needed hope. I needed health. I needed self-care. I needed other things, but I used the same skill. I treat patients that are in terrible car accidents and in chronic pain. And what I realized is they needed the same skills. And that's what motivated me to write this book.
If you would, give us some examples how people can benefit from reading your book, If You Want an Egg Roll, Get Out of the Pizzeria.
Well, the book takes the emotion out of the situation and gives the reader a chance to use the shopping vocabulary to express themselves. So the stores are the people that you have relationships with. A lot of women describe themselves as convenience stores. They're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The reason the book is written for women and not men is that women and men shop differently. Women shop with emotion. Men shop with direct need. It's totally different. It's also different the way women and men describe their stores. A woman could describe her husband as a specialty store, limited items, limited availability, limited product. That same man will describe himself as a department store, and just think, well, my wife doesn't shop in all my departments, but I'm a department store. It's a difference in mentality And that's what my book is about, to give women the idea that if they use their same shopping skills and identify what kind of stores they're shopping in, they can make their expectations equal what the store can offer. If they have realistic expectations, no one store can be your everything store. Even a convenience store doesn't sell everything. So if you become a good shopper, then you take from that store what you need to get.
Today we are visiting with Dr. Janet Crane, the author of the book, If You Want an Egg Roll, Get Out of the Pizzeria, here on eHealth Radio's General Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Crane, how can people apply the book in their own lives?
Well, I think the first thing to do is to realize that each store is a different relationship. And that if you yourself, if you identify the people that come to you and shop in your store as your customers, then you could begin to identify which ones are loyal, which ones are shoplifters, or maybe there's an arsonist in your life that just burned your store down. When you identify it like that, then you take the emotion out of it. I also teach people how to use their food court. If your food court is a place where they just have fast food, then you're not really replenishing your soul. So you need to build into your life a place where you could replenish your soul. The other thing that I teach people is that before you shop for new things, you have to empty your trunk to make room for the new things. You need to let it go. Actually, on YouTube, I put on a little dance. It's called the Let It Go Mambo. It just is a way to show people that you have to let things go before you move on, or else there's no room for the new relationships to build.
Can you give our audience a specific example of how to use their shopping skills in building better relationships?
I absolutely can. The first thing is, I think you need to know what you're looking for. And I think you need to prepare and plan just like you would do if you were going to buy a new dress. So, for example, if you're looking to get married and you're shopping in the married man store, it's not the right store. If you're looking to get into a serious relationship with someone and you're shopping in the Disney store, that's not the right store either. What you need to do is identify what you're looking for and be realistic. Set realistic expectations. Look at yourself. Maybe you need to renovate your store. Maybe that means you need to change your look a little bit. Maybe you need to exercise. Maybe you need to eat healthier. I think that you need to make a plan, because if you have no plan, you don't know where to shop. So if you make a plan and then you follow your plan, you can become a shopping diva and get everything you want in life.
Dr. Crane, tell our listeners where they can get more information and also to be able not only to be in contact with you, but to be able to pick up the book, If You Want an Egg Roll, Get Out of the Pizzeria.
If You Want an Egg Roll, Get Out of the Pizzeria is available on Amazon.com as an ebook and also as a soft cover book. It's also available on my website at janetcrane.com. That's Janet, C-R-A-I-N.com. And I love to hear from my readers about whether they liked it and what they thought about it. You can also visit me on Facebook at Janet R. Crane. I'd love to hear from my listeners, my readers, your listeners.
And in conclusion, if there's one thing you could leave with a listener in form of a tip in conclusion, what would that be?
Is that when you empower yourself with choices, when you don't limit it to only one choice, you can be empowered and get everything you want out of life. Always remember that you have choice. We have freedoms. Use them. Don't limit your choices. If you want an egg roll, get out of the pizzeria and go to the Chinese restaurant. Choose what you want.
Makes a lot of sense. We've been talking with Dr. Janet Crane, who is a dentist, author, medical hypnotist, life coach, and international lecturer who focuses on the importance of satisfying relationships to create health, happiness, and well-being. Dr. Crane has been treating patients suffering from chronic headaches and facial pain for the last 25 years at the Center of Headaches and Facial Pain in South Amboy, New Jersey, with her husband, Dr. Ira Clemens. And definitely check out the book. If you're wanting the right and perfect relationship, you need to know where to shop. And this book that Dr. Crane has written is certainly a good one. And the website of reference, once again, is janetcrane.com. Dr. Crane, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the General Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.